Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are the Squid Game of Mavs podcast. It's the Kukhevvizens podcast. And the reason why I'm saying that is because Squish is no longer here. Don is no longer here. That's just for the week, though. I did not fire them yet. Don is doing his music stuff. So he's, you know, he's actually, I think, playing in Fort Worth today, actually, which is really awesome. So if you hear this before, I want to say like 3 o'clock Central Time on October 3rd, go to Fort Worth, and he's playing in a couple of different places over there. I think Squish is at ACL, the ACL Fest, in Austin. So good for him. You know, he's been trying to go for a while, so he's there. So today we have Isaac and Tim, two of the contributors for the MFLs. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm shocked that Don is over in a place playing a concert that has no electricity.
That's mean, but. But yeah,
I assume Fort Worth is still living in 1832.
It's got to be.
Thank goodness, bro.
I've been over there a couple times. I'm like, it's so weird, like how it's like it's DFW, but Dallas is like has all these fucking skyscrapers and looks like, you know, like a city. And like, you know, in comparison, like Fort Worth has like maybe like one or two, maybe three skyscrapers. And it's like, oh, okay, like this is, I guess, you know, I don't know why we can why we're DFW for everything, but it's fine. It's whatever. You know,
they have Gary Patterson. They don't have an iron skillet, so take a step back.
All right, let's see. Let's go again. So this is the first week where we actually have actual content across the board, whether it be on Twitter or Instagram or anywhere. Finally, they opened up practices for the teams. The Mavs are in practicing. I know that. There are a couple guys that I'm really interested in, kind of seeing how they do. A lot of those guys are on the coaching staff. I see like the videos and the pictures that, you know, the Mavs media people put out, and it looks like guys are having fun. You know, like
definitely.
That's like my first impression is like, oh, they're having fun. Like, I see a bunch of pictures of like, you know, Luka talking to Coach Kidd. I see, you know, pictures of like, you know, Luka and, you know, KP hanging out, you know, during practice, which I feel like we didn't see a lot of that last year, for whatever reason. And, you know, I see that, you know, I see like the new guys, you know, Reggie Bullock and, you know, Sterling Brown, like they're out there, you know, hanging out, and, you know, Reggie has a great shot. So that's good. I saw a couple of like, just like really, just really nice, you know, mid-range jump shots. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what we need. This is for Squish in particular. Moses looks amazing. Yes. In like the three clips I've seen, like he just looks like a fucking kaiju, which is what Squish has been calling him. He just looks like a fucking monster. you know, like he had a really nice, like, I think, dunk on Boban, which is like, Boban's like 7'3". Like, yeah, he's not gonna be 7'4". He's not even gonna be like really moving around that much, but like, it still looks impressive. It's like, you know, like Moses is like what? I think he's like 7'2", I think, you know, and he's
7'2".
And I heard that unofficial coach Tyson Chandler's, you know, going to be working with him, which is makes me really fucking hype because it's fucking Tyson Chandler, the greatest center that we've ever had. So, and obviously with KP at the four, like, you know, that five position right now is Dwight's, right. which I'm not. I almost feel like it's more like a legacy pick that it's Dwight, you know? I feel like, and Squish just texted me about this. He's like, I think that, you know, by like December, like that's going to be Moses's spot, you know? Which is, it's kind of a hot take, you know, because it's Moses. Like, he looks good, but he's been on shitty teams, you know?
I mean, it's really impressive the way he gets down in the paint and parts the seas, especially for a guy that's over 2,000 years old.
Yeah, wrong Moses. But,
Jesus.
No, but,
that's Moses' friend.
That's Moses' friend.
I was going for that, yeah.
But, so how do you guys feel about, you know, what have you seen so far during the practice stuff?
I just enjoy that everyone put in the extra work in the off season. Everyone's in the best shape of their lives. Everyone improved their jump shot. It's practice video, so I'm just going with all the normal cliches that you would go with in an off season. But no, it looks good. I'm probably the most excited about Reggie Bullock. I think that's going to bring a ton to the team. And, you know, the biggest cliche we've had for the past few years is KP finally had a healthy offseason. So that's what I'm pinning and holding out hope for with him.
Yeah. What about you, Isaac?
I like the scrimmage videos. You know, that's also cliche, but, you know, just seeing them back in action, working together. I saw a clip of Luka not getting a foul call, and I thought that was hilarious. That, like, even in the scrimmage, he's like, "Excuse me, give me my calls." Like, I thought that was funny.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this is probably something they're probably working on during practice too. Just like seeing how much they can piss him off without, you know, him getting in trouble.
Right. So, trying to test his emotions so he's more ready for the season.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel about him. Okay, cool. Like, I saw it too, and I was like, let's see where this goes. But,
I love Moses Brown. 100%. I'm with Squish. I hope that he gets a lot of minutes this year. As long as he's not, like, detrimental to the team or anything. I hope he gets a bunch of minutes.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm excited for this season. It just, I think, you know, I think someone I saw on Twitter yesterday was like, it just seems like the air is different. You know, like, we have a whole new coaching staff, like, front office has changed a lot. Like, it's you know, hopefully, you know, a better atmosphere for everybody this season. Anything else we've noticed this week for any of the preseason stuff or anything?
I just think it goes back further than just the preseason stuff. Like, for the second half of last year, after they got through the COVID issues, they were a really, really good team.
Yes.
And they took a team to 7 when it was with a healthy Kawhi Leonard that, if Kawhi would have stayed healthy, very well could have gone to the finals. The Clippers were right there with the Suns without Kawhi Leonard. So, you know, I just think we're a really good team. I think you could see it at the end of last year, and I'm excited about this season.
100%.
Cool. So today, guys, I know we're recording this on a Sunday. It's the third. Oh my gosh, the 3rd of October. today is going to be, I think it's like the fan jam is what they call it, I believe, where it's like, you know, basically it's open practice for everybody. It's free. Alexa's Garage is open. Really nice place to park at, unless it's a playoff game and two guys in a Luka jersey are fighting each other. That happened last year. That was interesting. I was actually at that game. I don't know. Have you guys ever been to that? Like, since you started doing that?
I have not, me personally.
Yeah.
Because I don't live super close to Dallas, so it's hard for me to get out there.
What about you, Tim? Have you ever been to that?
No, but I have wanted to fight people in LA while wearing a Luka jersey, so that part's relatable.
There you go.
No, I went a few years ago, and by the time you hear this recording, you should already be in line. it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, guys. It's a lot of people. You know, obviously they're requiring, you know, you to be vaccinated or have a negative COVID test, which great, good for the company. It's cool. Cause like, you'll see, like, it's almost like a college game where it's like, there's two 20-minute halves, and it's just like, it's open scrimmage. So like, you'll see some guys take like some ridiculous shots, or like, last time I went, Maxi Kleber had like the dunk of the year, you know, like no one saw, because, you know, it's a scrimmage, and I was like, holy fuck, he needed to be in the slam dunk contest last year or that year.
I remember that clip going viral on Mavs Twitter. Yeah,
so I'm saying, yeah, you know, it's like stuff like that, like little stuff like that. You'll just see like guys working on stuff that you normally won't be working on, like in-game and stuff like that. It's really cool. I can get there early. I believe when I went, like, you know, some of the concessions were open. Not all of them. Like, most of, like, a lot of stuff on the 100 level were open. I got to get some beer, you know, hang out. It's really cool, guys. If you guys get a chance to go this year, go. Again, by the time you hear this, you should already be in line. If you're hearing this and you're in the car, it's going to be kind of a bitch to get in. So, you know, I'm sure by now lines already forming. I'm not going this year because I have a small child and, you know, just, you know, I need to take care of them. So, trying to think of anything else. Anything else? Oh, that's right. Shout out to Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell from the ticket. They interviewed KP the other day. It was like 2 days ago, I think. And I think, Tim, you said you heard it live. I heard the recording like the day after. And I know, Isaac, did you hear it at all?
I saw clips of it on Twitter, like quotes, but I didn't hear it, no.
Yeah. Tim, do you have any takeaways from that?
Yeah, it's just funny for all the hell he catches, especially online, for, you know, the kind of his performance as a player, especially in the playoff series. Man, he is such a great dude with the media and, like, his answers and his openness, and he's everything you could dream of in an interview, because he's not going to, like, bullshit you, and he's not going to, like, you know, give just these generic stock answers. He'll tell you how he feels and what he thinks, and I think he sounded legitimately excited and had some great outlook for both himself and for, like, this season going forward. And it is funny that him and Lucas speak Spanish so that other people don't know what they're talking about.
I did hear that. I love that.
So me and Tim do in our Slack.
Yes, and also that he dreams in all three languages that he speaks is wild.
Which was hilarious to me because I've done that before. Where, like, I'll dream in both Spanish and English, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, I wake up, I'm like, why did I, like, I had a dream that I was talking to, like, a college professor in all Spanish, and I was like, that professor doesn't know Spanish at all. Like, what the fuck? the interview was really cool. Like, I like the way that the ticket does their interviews, where it's just like, yeah, some of it's, like, kind of generic questions, and some of it's just like, hey, like, let's talk about something a little off the cuff, you know?
Right.
Jake Kemp, who's my leader, has done such a good job at just, like, losing. I know last year he interviewed, I think they interviewed, like, Jay Rich, and that was cool. Like, they talked about Kid Cudi for, like, 10 minutes, and I was like, that's fucking awesome, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, it was a cooler interview. I think it's just, like, having him just talk to, like, media and be like, and, you know, he's very media trained. Like, that's one thing that New York, like, really instilled in him. It's just, like, being able to, like, keep a level head and how he was talking about how, he's, you know, he's an armchair expert too. You know, like,
yes, I love that.
When he's watching, like, soccer or when he's watching, like, MMA, he's like, oh, I know way more than, like, you know, than the guy who's actually doing it.
Yeah.
You know, just like, yeah, like, it's just funny to see, like, he's, like, a regular dude. He's just 7'3".
One of us. One really? Of no, us.
Like, honestly, like, I'd love to see, like, if he had, like, a burner, like, if he's, like, part of, like, MMA Twitter, you know, and just, like, fucking goes off, like, every day, you know, after when he's, like, chilling in his apartment, just, like, watching the games and, like, what, or watching the fights and being like, what the hell, man? Like, why the fuck didn't you, like, put him in an arm bar or whatever the fuck, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cooler interview. If you guys haven't listened to it, please listen to it. We kind of gave a rundown, but it's way more interesting hearing it come from KP himself. You know, you can tell kind of like just in his voice that he feels refreshed, which I like. I hope he has a really good season. I think he will. I'm not quite sure about All-Star anything yet, but I think he can definitely put up a 2010, you know, a really good 2010 season with really good defense, or at least passable defense. Like, as far as I am as a Mavs fan, like, since I was like, what, like 9-8, like, I just like, hey, just like, just play passable defense. Like, you know, like,
right, that's all. Don't I make it for a revolving door.
Like, yeah, like you can have like the, you know, you can have like the greatest offense of all time, but as long as you have passable defense, like, it's cool, you know. But anyway, guys, it looks like that's it for, you know, stuff we can really talk about this week. And I say that because I know there's one big elephant in the room, and we will be discussing that in questions because we got questions about it. So I'm just going to move on to questions, guys. So,
okay.
Huh?
I said, all right, cool.
All right. So we're going to start off with a little known accountant called Squish41 asks, first question. Haha, question mark. Squish, you're not here. Asshole. Like, quit. We do this every fucking... You didn't do it last week, actually, which was really weird. But, like, every week you ask some stupid shit, and I hate you. And, have fun at ACL, though. So, and please come home in one piece, bro. Anyway, because I know it gets pretty rowdy out there. next question. This comes from Katie. And Katie... Okay, so she asked, who wins more games? Throwback era KP and Luka? Or current era KP and Luka? This isn't a serious question. You don't have to answer it. Katie, I answer all questions. So, and so it's basically a picture of, like, Luka and KP from, like, the 70s, or what they would have looked like in the 70s, versus, like, now. I think if they existed in the 70s, well, I don't know, man, because I feel like Europe has always, like, been more about, like, the three-point shot and, you know, because I assume they'd be coming from Europe. Obviously because they're European, but, I feel like KP would try to be, they would try to convert KP more into like a bruiser, you know, right. 70s, 80s style, like, you know, basketball where he's like, just, you know, bangs down low. And that's never been his game, you know, even like as much as people have tried. So I think that probably current era KP and Luka would just, you know, would dismantle, you know, throwback era KP and Luka. So,
yeah, they have more versatility to their game, like you said.
What do you think, Tim?
Throwback era KP and Luka would definitely solve more drug related crime in Miami.
with their mustaches and, like,
yes, and the shorts.
And the shorts. Yeah, that's a Miami Vice ass looking get up.
Oh man.
I didn't even realize the shorts, bro. Like, I didn't realize how short they were in the picture. That's hilarious. Let's see. Next question comes from Junior. Will Trey Burke actually get the vaccine? And how do I get on a Squish video? Okay, so we're going to answer the first one. I don't think he does, but he should. You know, I know, like, you know, Jason Kidd and Mark Cuban's come out, you know, saying, hey, like, we want 100%, you know, vaccination rates for everybody. That's, you know, great. That'd be perfect. You know, and I people will try to make this like a political thing, and really it's not. And I would just say, hey, man, like I got the vaccine for, you know, my wife, my child, and, like, you know, the people around me who I interact with, you know, willingly, whether it be, like, my family or unwillingly, whether it be, like, my coworkers, and I work with little kids, you know, and they're just vectors for diseases anyway. So, yeah, I would just, he should get the vaccine. He don't seem like he is. I think that's a bad career move for him, you know, considering where things are at for, you know, the NBA. So, you know,
right.
What do you guys think?
I think the roster's at 16 and we need to cut it down to 15, and it's his choice whether he wants to get vaccinated or not, but it's also the Mavericks' choice if they want to cut him. So, like, that's really where I come down on it. Like, it gives them an easy way to get down to 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not he's not a good enough player for the headache that it brings. So, I mean, see ya.
Yeah. Let's see. Second part of that question, asking about how to get on a Squish video. I would DM him, actually. Just... he loves getting DMs, you know, and, you know, just ask him. You know, I would be straight up and just ask him, you know, like, he's got to have a part for somebody, you know, in some of these videos, because his videos are fucking crazy and hilarious. So, yeah, I would just ask him for...
I got to get in on one of those, too.
They're so fucking funny, dude. Let's see. Jennifer asks, what are your thoughts on the open practice? Would you go if you can make it? What do you think you can expect from the season opener preseason? Open practice is cool. Again, I said earlier, you know, get there early if you're going to go. If you're listening to this, it's already too late. So, you know, anyway.
I got that.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, but yeah, if you're listening to this, sorry, too late. you know, what I can expect from preseason mostly is mostly just what I expect is just you know, guys trying out stuff, you know, weird lineups. I'm assuming we're gonna get some weird lineups just to see kind of like what guys can do, what guys can't do, who works best with who, you know, stuff like that. You know, like, I don't expect, like, it's cool. Like, I still get, like, dopamine hit if we, like, win a game, even if it doesn't mean anything. But if we don't 100%. Win, like, if we don't win anything, it's cool. Like, I would rather, like, you know, I'd rather, like, you know, Luka play, like, 10 minutes and then give the rest of his time to, like, Frankie Smokes or whoever, you know, and, you know, whoever's going to play point guard, you know, Jalen, whoever, you know, and then, you know, just rest him, basically, you know, because he's already been working his ass off for the Olympics this year, so this off season. So he really just
Did you see that piece by Iztok Franco? I think is his name. He did a breakdown on Luka's off season. It was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, and I love Iztok, man. He's such a great fucking. He's such a great analytic dude, which I appreciate because I don't get into that at all on my own. So, but yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on, you know, the preseason and stuff like that?
I think it's fun to see your team after they've been off for 4 months, but, you know, this is kind of common sense. You're not going to see – if you're thinking that you're going to see what you're going to see on opening night, you're not. Like, that is definitely a time for more experimenting, you know, testing lineups. So it's fun to go to if you're a fan of the team, but if you just want to watch, like, Luka score 50, that's probably not what's going to happen there. Like, just to be real.
Yeah, I remember these games don't count for anything when it comes to like win-loss record. Right. So, you know, like I won't be upset if they lose. You shouldn't be either. So, what do you think, Tim?
I fell asleep when you said the word preseason. That's my thoughts on it.
You know, I gotta. I'm gonna watch all of them. So, it is what it is.
I'm gonna watch the stream of the live practice today. Like that's how much I love.
That. Oh yeah, that's gonna be out today too. I forgot about that. Yeah, they're streaming it. That's cool. All right, let's see. Next question comes from Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle. He asks, in American football, teams have different names for audibles of different types, such as Picasso is an audible for an RB for a running back draw, because Picasso is an artist, so he draws. I did not know that. make the type of audible plays these NBA players would be. Luka, Giannis, Steph, Jokic, and Harden. I don't know enough about American football really to, you know, the audible plays. I don't know if you guys know anything about that a little more. I think Tim might, but
I saw there was a couple of quarterbacks that were, they put in like Damian Lillard audibles and, somebody put in a Luka audible. I forget who, but somebody put in a Luka audible last week. So that was and fun.
I think the Damian one was like, it was like a deep throw. You know, because 3-point shot, that made so much sense to me. I was like, oh, okay. That's right. Cool.
It was Matthew Stafford with the Luka audible.
Okay, that makes sense because he's a Highland Park dude. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Why that wouldn't be part of his fucking play calling. So looking at Luka, like, I think it would just be taking a step back, like, fucking the defender up, and then just launching that fucking bad boy. You know, like... Yeah. I don't know what they would call it. I don't know what the actual terms would be, like, for, like, you know, QB, whatever, like, I don't know, QB,
Luka special, and then back three.
yeah. Giannis would have to be something with the Euro step, probably, like, how he's able to, you know, basically take two steps to the basket, you know,
at all time. Line.
Yeah, from three, yeah, just, like, some crazy shit like that. I don't know who would be doing that. Steph would basically be the Dame Lillard, you know, audio, you know, audible, just, you know, throw that shit deep as fuck. Jokic, I don't know what Jokic would be, man. He doesn't really, Jokic to me doesn't have a, like, play that's his, you know?
Jokic would just yell out motion like a high school basketball coach, and then he would just like find whoever was open in the motion. Like,
okay, I can see that.
That's my guess. Like,
you got ideas for any of these, Tim?
The audible part of it is kind of weird. I'm thinking more of like how these players would be after the snap. Like, Luka, I think, would be a lot like Aaron Rodgers, the way he like when he throws, he contorts his body, and it's just not traditionally like set balance, 2 feet and shoulders pointed where you want to throw it. Like,
right,
the way Luka sets up his step backs and the way Rodgers throws a lot of his deep balls, it's just like, where did that come from and how did you get your body there? And that is not the form that anyone would teach you in like practice or training or anything growing up.
He also says Giannis, Steph, Jokic, and Harden.
I was trying to think beyond that. I was trying to think of a Dirk audible, but unfortunately, there's no QBs that are like 6'10 that would just throw it over everybody from the line of scrimmage. You know what? Dirk would be the Tom Brady audible at the line of scrimmage on like 4th and inches, where he just snaps it and reaches over. Tom Brady's right. The king of sneaks.
Got it.
Dirk would just be able to reach over the line of scrimmage. So
I like it.
On like 4th and 2.5 with Dirk, you could just snap it to him and he'd reach out and first down.
Nice. He's gonna dive forward.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next question comes from Punnable. Would you buy this jersey? I don't know if you guys saw the jersey. I posted it in our little chat over here.
I saw it when it was retweeted and it looks dope as hell. I would 100% buy it.
Did you see it, Tim?
Yes, I want one of those.
Yeah, I you know. And shout out to Punnable, because I think that's the most likes a question for the podcast has ever gotten in the life of the podcast. So that's cool. Yeah, I would buy that in a heartbeat. Like, please, fucking Mark Cuban, everybody, make this happen. Next question comes from Juan. Favorite episode of What If so far? If the Mavs were the Avengers, who would be who? So I don't know if you guys watch What If.
I do not.
You watch What If, Tim?
I don't. I'm only one episode in on Squid Game. I have too much to catch up on.
So my favorite episode of What If so far was the most recent. It felt like the culmination of like all the other ones, which is like, without trying to get too many spoilers, just like it makes sense. The one I didn't like was the first one, because it's basically a rehashing of one of the movies, except the character's different, and I'm like, that's kind of lazy. So, if the Mavs were the Avengers, who would be who? I had Luka as Tony Stark, but right. I think he's almost too flashy personally Tony Stark's too flashy to be Luka. Like, because Tony Stark's flashy all the time. Like, Luka is just flashy, like, on the court. And off the court, he's like super low key, you know, where Tony Stark is just like 100 miles per hour all the time.
Boban is Hulk.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Gentle giant, doesn't really want to fight, but will.
Right.
If need be. I'd put Reggie Bullock as Hawkeye.
I like that.
The 3-point shot looks pretty good.
Okay.
Who else? Let's see. Thor. I'd give Thor to I don't know. Maybe Tim.
I would say Tim Hardaway, yeah.
Just a beautiful man. You know?
I was gonna say, I'm really hoping KP is more like Thor this season.
Yeah, I'd love that. I would love that. I don't know, man. I think maybe even like, it's weird because like KP, he's not Steve Rogers, because Captain America is always like the leader, you know, of the group. You know, that'd be more Luka. If KP can get back to like Nick's KP, he'd probably be Tony Stark, Iron Man. Just like, even though that's a very ironic name, because Iron Man implies that he's indestructible, and KP has shown that he's not. I don't know who else. I'm trying to think of like the main ones from like the first movie. I'm not trying to like expand beyond like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and all that stuff. So,
right.
I don't know. Do you guys have any takes?
Nothing's coming to mind right now.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm a little hungover and. These guys, it's pretty early for us to record, so let's see. Next one comes from, how do I say this? Lisa, I mean, Utid. Sorry if I say your name totally wrong, dude. Is Tyrell Terry's NBA/Mavs career coming to an end? Oh, that was another thing that we didn't really touch upon. Oh, right. But so Tyrell Terry left practice early and was not with the team due to some family emergency. I don't have no idea if it's connected to what happened last year with him. It might be, it might not. Anyway, so that's why he's not here. So that's probably why the question was asked. I will say that it'd be really bad optics if they, right. You know, if they were to cut him because of, you know, family stuff. It's out of his control. At the same time, though, you know, the NBA is very cutthroat. You know, there's only like 450 like, you know, roster spots for the entire, you know, for the entire season. So throughout the entire right. league. So I don't know. I don't think it is. You know. I hope that, you know, again, it would just be bad optics. On top of that, like, he's only played a handful of games, you know, with us.
Right.
He's
just really, so raw.
Yeah, so raw. Like, he's not really, he didn't really, you know, this is technically his first offseason, too. So, you know, yeah, I don't think it is.
The first season he came into the NBA was COVID, where, like, yeah. everything yeah. was out of whack. You could never, yeah. like, get on your own 2 feet.
Yeah, so I would say no. It's probably not coming to an end yet. If this trend continues next year, I can definitely see them like not picking up, you know, his contract option, you know, and stuff like that. So, right. I guess we'll see. What do you guys think?
It just really sucks because I think that he's a good guy, and I don't want his Mavericks career to come to an end. But it's the same thing, like you said, the NBA is so cutthroat. You know, you need 15 guys on your roster that are ready to play. So I hope that they give him another chance. I really hope they give him another chance. That's all I can really say.
Yeah. What do you think, Tim?
I just hope the dude takes care of himself. That's my thoughts on it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. So the next question comes from Samuel. What are your predicted standings for the upcoming NBA season? Where do you see the Mavs? All right, so I'm looking at the Western. We're going to do Western Conference only. So I definitely have the Mavs in the top four if everybody's healthy and if, you know, things go our way. And I think if we end up training for Goran like everyone thinks we are, I think, you know, top four, especially, you know, after that. Because Luka's good enough to get us in the playoffs. But not in the plan, you know. He's good enough on his own to get us there if we need him to.
I would say, I mean, if with all the injuries in the West this year, I think that the only teams that are definitely better than us are the Lakers and Phoenix. Like, those are the only two teams that I can say for sure that they'll finish ahead of us in my head.
See, I have Phoenix, I have Denver, and then I have the Lakers.
Denver, okay.
And then us as four.
Right. I just don't know how that Jamal Murray injury, you know, they did pretty good to finish the year last year, but that was kind of because teams didn't really know how to game plan because all the film was them with Murray, you know? So we'll see how it works out for him this year.
Yeah. So that's what I think. You know, the top four, and then after that, it's kind of a crapshoot after that, you know? Oh, you know what? Actually, probably the Jazz would probably be five.
I was about to say, we're putting a lot of disrespect on the Jazz right now, just to be honest. Yeah, I was about to say, number one seed last year.
Damn, then maybe actually, you know, I'd flip the Nuggets and the Jazz then, probably. I'd probably flip them, and then Golden State, you know, I'd probably put them up there, too, as, like, the last one that doesn't have to fight for a playoff spot, you know, or the plan. And then probably, I could definitely see I don't know. I guess maybe the Clippers. Damn, there's a lot of teams this year.
The Clippers are good enough without Kawhi to be like the six or seven seed.
I think the Clippers would be fighting for the play-in.
Yeah,
you know, without Kawhi, you know, because it's much easier to plan for one really good small forward than two really good small forwards. Right. You know, so I probably put
the Grizzlies.
I'd say the Grizzlies, Pelicans. Maybe. Pelicans are interesting just because of like. Their front office is in turmoil, and I don't know.
No, yeah. I know. I want to see Zion in the playoffs. I really do. He's too good to not be in the playoffs.
I mean, that's the reason why that's the reason why the play-in is even a thing is for Zion. But
exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, I think, you know, that's probably kind of where I'm at. What about you guys, Tim?
Oh shit, Portland too.
Oh fucking Portland! God damn it! I don't know what's going on with that.
West team is just stacked. Like...
Yeah, fuck. What do you got, Tim? What do you think?
God, yeah. The West is definitely way deeper. The East is more top heavy.
Top heavy, yeah, 100%.
I can't see us flirting with the play-in again like we did last season. I think we're going to finish in the top four, but I think that's a further discussion for another time.
Right. We'll definitely yeah, be able to say more after like a week or two in the season. We've actually seen teams play.
Yeah. I think we replaced the Clippers, actually, up top.
I agree.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be hilarious. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. Let's see. Yeah, and I feel like Samuel, we'll probably revisit that, you know, in a couple weeks, honestly. But let's see. Next question comes from Airfan. He asks, we know Trey Burke gets cut, vaccine or not, and he will excel with his next team. Should we cut him anyway? And this is not saying that he's a really good player. It's more just like, it seems like whenever we like players leave our team, when they come back, they just scorch us for whatever reason, or they just have a really good game against us. If I'm saying like, so my whole thing with the whole thing, like, should we cut him anyway? Like, you know, I still think that, you know, just on a pure basketball standpoint, I prefer Frankie Smokes and, like, you know, his youth and, like, his... Because I still think he has something in the tank, you know?
I think so, for sure.
You know, so I'd rather have him over, you know, Trey Burke at this point, you know? And obviously we signed him to a guaranteed contract, so why the hell not, you know?
Plus he's got the Bibs guarantee, so, you know?
Yeah, you know, Bibs is a smart man, so, you know, it feels like he hits more than he misses. So,
for sure.
At least in basketball. What do you think, Tim? And Isaac.
Go ahead,
I kind of shared mine. I hope that Frank Ntilikina gets his spot because I really want to see what he can do with this team. He already looks better in practice than what most people thought he would look like. So I think that time with Luka and just all the new coaches, you know. Oh, that's another thing that we didn't get to talk about. Maybe y'all did on a previous episode, but Luka was working with his Slovenian coach this week in practice, and I liked that.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be nice.
Yeah, and I also think a lot of Trey Burke's value was tied to the fact that Rick Carlisle trusted him, and now that's not a thing anymore. So I think that makes him even more expendable.
There's definitely a few Rick guys
hoping to see Frank in that role. Yeah,
that's a really good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Okay, cool. Next question comes from John. John asked the best, like, just like, would you rather questions, which I love. Would you rather have 90% layups, but 50% shooting / free throw? Like 50%. So 90% layups, but 50% shooting / free throw. Or 90% shooting free throws, but only 50% on layups.
90% layups, no doubt.
Yeah?
Because the highest percentage like on layups this season in the NBA was like 70% with Zion and Giannis. So you're beating that by 20 points. Just park them in the lane. They'll make a layup over Giannis and Embiid if they were a double team, you know, like hypothetically. Like,
what do you got, Tim? Got to hear this answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Isaac. I think that's how you get paid.
Oh, fuck you guys, dude. I'm trying to be... Bro, 90% from, like, fucking... 90% from a fucking three, dude? Absolutely. Come on, give me that.
Wait, from three or the
shooting,
free throw?
Shooting in general, dude. Shooting / free throw.
Okay, obviously, if you're 90% from three, I'm taking that, because three is more than two. But if we're talking free throws, those are only worth 1 point. So it's the math. Like...
Yeah, I also misunderstood the question, but I'm not going to change my answer because I will stick to things when I'm wrong. So
there you go. I love that.
Dude, I'm taking that 90% shooting. I'm assuming I'm going to wait. You know what? Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm assuming it said the question says 90% shooting slash free throw. So those are two separate things, you know? So I'm assuming
somebody shooting 90% from the field would be historic.
That'd be like hilarious.
Highest in the season fucking 2K. Like 68%. Like, and that was Wilt in the 60s. So it's like, would that look like?
That's like 2K, like with like everything, like all sliders down and
on rookie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Man, that's a good question. We gotta revisit that one too. Okay. Okay, so we have about three more questions. Gabriel asks, should I study for the biology test or watch the Mavs Wednesday? What's more important? Gabriel, I am not going to be the reason why you fail a biology test.
Exactly.
If you can do both. That'd be good. You know, because when I was in school, I was able to concentrate. I could do both. I could like watch a, you know, sports thing and then also study. You know, I would just study like on commercial breaks or like if there's like a, for some reason, like a long time out, I'd just be like, okay, let me just, you know. And it's funny too, because like I would be able, like I used to just try to relate, like, because like I would like pair my memory of like that game with things I was reading. And I was able to pick up, like, you know, like even to this day, like I can tell you like random shit that I remember from like my sophomore year of college. While like the Rangers were trying to go to the World Series, you know, like stupid shit like that.
that's like the gum phenomenon, right? Like if you chew gum when you're studying,
yes,
and if you're the same flavor on the test, you're more likely to remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there's a studying tip.
Yeah, so yeah, look at that. You know, do both if you can. What do you guys have advice for Gabriel here?
School is a social construct that is not necessary, and for 5% of the cost in your student loans, I will print a degree for you.
Oh my god.
What do you think, Isaac?
What the heck, Tim? School is more important than a preseason game, that's for sure. I mean, school is more important than any game, but definitely preseason. Like,
I see. Next question comes from Bibbs of Bibbs Corner.
Hey.
Best or worst comments you've seen in reaction to the Mavs training camp videos?
Ooh.
So the worst ones have been all the ones about how people are mad about needing vaccines for the or a negative COVID test for, you know, to get into the games. I've seen all of that. I've seen a lot of that, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, I'm vaccinated. I don't give a fuck. The best comments I've seen, I think there's a small contingent of Mavs fans who are, I think, are led by Squish, who have been photoshopping Moses Brown's face onto, like, Godzilla
pictures.
That's great. I love it. It's like, okay, yeah. Like, you know, that hype train is about to leave station, and if you're not on it, Squish will run you over. So I think that's been my favorite. And I think just like the comments where it's just like, hey, like the guys are having fun, you know, or just like, you know, it's good stuff like that. So
I think the best comment I saw, it wasn't really a comment. It was more a picture, but there was a picture. I don't know who shot it. It was a really good picture, but it was the team standing in a circle like they would like in a timeout huddle. But there was no coach in the middle. It was Luka in the middle, just like, you know, directing people. And it was just like seeing Luka in a more, like, obviously he was the leader of the team last year, but seeing it in a more vocal, more direct way is just fun to see.
Yeah. I did see that, yeah. I didn't even mention, yeah. That was cool. Him taking over a little more would be nice, like as a leader.
Yes.
You got anything, Tim?
Every comment I see online is stupid because just the internet is stupid. if you make a comment on, just know going in that it sucks no matter what.
Yeah, so I don't even.
Tim lives in a world of absolutes,
like a Sith. Let's see. Last question for the day, and I don't think Isaac can't even answer this legally. Luka Dumthick, which is the greatest fucking at of all time, bro. Luka Dumthick asks, what is your favorite fall/pumpkin beer or drink? I'll try to drink, just in general. So, I will say, like, for me, I'm usually not, like, like stouts, which is the type of beer. I usually don't like those unless it's, like, starting to get cold outside. So that's probably one where I'm like, yeah, I'll drink those more often now than, like, if it was, like, a spring or, like, summer. It just doesn't seem right to drink those during that time, for me anyway. What about you guys?
I don't drink, like, seasoned drinks. Like, that's just not for me. I drink the same stuff year-round. So I'm kind of out of the question altogether, whether it's beer or drinks. Like,
yeah, Natural Light isn't really seasonal. I'm just assuming you're a broke college kid. So, yeah, Natty Ice and Keystones.
100%. Yeah. The limited amount I do hypothetically drink for legal purposes is cheap stuff.
What about you, Tim? Nothing?
Oktoberfest, Sam Adams. It's a pretty generic answer, but it's good.
That's good. That's a good one. I'm telling you, man, sometimes, like, not everything has to be craft, you know? Like, but that's a good one. That's a good choice. And that wraps up all the questions this week, guys. I appreciate you guys, all you guys asking questions. As always, you guys get shouted out on Twitter. You know, I'd like to thank Isaac and Tim coming on kind of last minute, kind of. You know, when I realized no one else, there was Don and Squish were out, I was like, well, you know, time to go into the bench. So,
wow.
No, you guys do such a good job, though, man. Like, you guys do a really good job filling in for those two. Yeah, that's it. You can find me at Reddit Mavericks on Twitter and Instagram. I'm not really on Instagram, really, but I'm there. You can't follow us, our website, yet on Twitter. It's still suspended. I got to talk to somebody about that. Tim, where can they find you?
Is this like an existential question?
Oh, no, my God. I knew you were going to go there. Okay. I knew it.
Okay, then at Ultralight Beam on Twitter.
And I spell Beam so they know.
BEHM.
There we go. And Isaac, where can we find you?
Same Twitter and Instagram. ISAACAPPELT.
Yep. And that'll be for this week, folks. You guys have a good week. See you guys later.
See ya.
Take it easy.